We're here at the Amsterdam Fringe, and I think I'm in the closest to a green room that the Spiegel tent has got here outside.
Yeah, you're in the VIP area.
I'm in the VIP area next
Welcome.
To the toilets.
Hello.
And I'm going to talk to Silencio, and I'm speaking to who?
My name is Lawrence Johansson.
And
Christina de Boer.
And you're part of Silencio. So tell me what Silencio is.
Silencio is a theatrical nightclub with a live band and actors with five sets of great visual spectacle, both theater and music wise.
So tell me the story of how that idea was born.
Well, the Fringe already had a nightclub for a long time in Theatre Bellevue, and every 3 years a new group gets a chance to create his own nightclub. So Annika approached me, and I approached the nicest theatre makers and musicians that I know, and we formed a group. So that's how we made a nightclub, because it's a four-hour time span. So it's a lot of work.
Yeah.
You must be crazy, but We can do, you know, what the craziest ideas we have in our heads. Once a year we can do that. So this is our last year now.
And was that done in a room around a table? How did all these ideas come together?
Well, we form an idea what it's going to be about. And then this year we wanted to do fantasy, actually, because Jentel, another maker, is a fantasy fan. And then we thought, well, we don't want to make a Lord of the Rings kind of thing. And then Lauren said, well, why don't you read American Gods by Neil Gaiman, which is also fantasy, but it's about forgotten gods who just hang around in a club. And so we also have unicorns and elves, but it's mainly about gods who are forgotten.
And Neil Gaiman's not just a writer, but he does comics too. So have you been inspired by that?
Oh, yes. We are... interior or stage designer or art director and all the girls, we all read The Sandman. A girlfriend of mine, she wrote her thesis on the Sandman, that it's so brilliantly put together. I mean, you go everywhere in the stories, but still there's a main factor that ties all the different random stuff together, and that's magic. And we kind of approach it that way. It's like if you come to a show, it's like if you read five episodes of The Sandman.
Yeah. I mean, and even Neil Gaiman's most popular stuff, like Stardust, has got Robert De Niro in a dress.
Oh, you just wait and see what we have in store for you guys, about talking about guys in dresses.
Yeah. So can you take me to one of your rehearsals and describe that?
Yeah, well, first we get ideas, and then mainly we offer something. So I go home, I write a song, and then I come to the rehearsals, and I think the most beautiful thing about Club Silencio is that everyone always says yes. So I write a song and then I come back and then everyone says yes, let's do it, let's go. And then everyone adds something and everyone thinks about it, and actually all the makers bring in stuff, and it's always going like that. And then in the end we have a huge pile of stuff, and then we say, okay, now it has to be a theater, and we have to get an order of the acts, and then we get a director a few days, and then we try to make a show out of it.
So how did you physically claim the space to be yours?
Well, this year we had a little bit of funding, so we could hire stage designer.
Yeah.
And she made beautiful wooden umbrellas. She hangs strange pictures on the wall. We create our own cocktail. It's a frog tail. It's a candy frog in a bath of vodka. In a little jar, that's sort of like so, and then we totally adapt the music choice and the way it looks. We have a great light designer. The two technicians, the two house technicians of the Bellevue, are working their ass off for us. A girl on sound, and they usually work for groups who come in, and this is also their artistic moment. So everybody's in it with his full heart and makes his effort. So,
final question. This is a bit of fantasy for you. So Neil Gaiman is landed in Amsterdam, is doing a book tour maybe, and he goes for a wander in Amsterdam, and he just happens to come across Club Silencio and wanders in, sits at the back, and then sees this. What do you think Neil Gaiman himself would think about it?
I think he would love it.
And
He
should come. You got his number?
I'm afraid not.
Are you a friend?
I wish I was.
No, well, actually, the thing we do is we make our own fantasy, and we have a total freedom. And I think we make our own thing with our own fantasy, and I think that's exactly what he does in his work. which he's very good at, and I think he would admire the freedom and the fantasy we put to the light.
Well, let's get in touch with him.
So there's a call for Neil Gaiman to come to the Amsterdam Fringe and to Club Silencio. Thank you both very much.
Thank you.
Lovely, thank you. So that will go on Fringe Review, cool. And it goes on the iFringe app.